It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Investors invest in people first, projects second. Super quick note on my fundraising progress. I promised you a couple months ago when I started that I would update you from time to time on the film that I'm currently fundraising for myself. Over the weekend, I got two good calls. These were people I knew, friends of mine. One guy called me up and said, "Hey, Scott, the investor agreement looked really straightforward and simple. I'll be signing it and I'll get that back to you early next week." And then the other guy said, "Hey, Scott, everything looks good. I'll send that back with a check this week." So the reason I bring that up is remember that every one of your investors is going to, at one point, if there's serious interest in your project, they're going to read over and review your investor agreement or your subscription agreement. And if it's way, way too long, or if there's language in there that you don't even understand, that's going to be a problem. And they might not invest, even if they initially told you after reviewing the business plan and the project that they were excited and wanted to invest. You see, it doesn't matter if you paid top dollar for a Beverly Hills lawyer. Use your common sense. As long as you cover the necessary elements, including the critically important risk disclosure, a very short, simple, the simpler the better, investor agreement is always a better plan, okay? Just think about that if you're in their shoes. Now, I'm not advocating you whip up a one-sheet agreement and don't run it by an entertainment attorney. You should always have all agreements blessed by an attorney. But some of the stuff that I've seen from other people, and if you have an attorney that fights and kicks and screams, like, "No, it's got to be at least 50 pages to disclose everything to the potential investors and to keep you safe," whatever, get another legal opinion. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. So let's jump right in the episode now. Investors invest in people first, projects second. Notice I said people and not companies. Now, by the way, quick little segue here. Don't overlook small businesses or companies where you know somebody or have a connection within one of those companies. See, for many of my movies over the years, I've had companies invest into both narrative features and some of my documentary features that aligned with their values. And in most cases, the person or a person I knew got the company to invest, whether it was a small amount of $5,000 or $10,000 up to about $100,000 or more into a project. I knew, or a friend of a friend had a connection into a business, and that's what triggered the investment or the marketing spend, however you want to call it. We got money for our movies. But movie investments almost always start with people and that personal connection. Now, my finance coach, JT Fox, always says that business is about relationships, who you know and who knows you, most importantly. And he preaches all the time, 70% of your time should be spent building and monetizing those relationships. And it's really important that you embrace this because you should be doing something consistently every day to talk to people, network with people, cheer them on, engage with them, and slowly build relationships that can circle back to you at some point in the future. By the way, when I first met JT Fox 10 years ago, he was worth less than $25 million. Now he and all of his companies, I believe he has well over 50 individual companies. He's also investing in some movies. All those businesses and himself, his net worth is closing in on $1 billion. So He's not just preaching, he's doing what he tells other people to do. Now, if you want to develop and improve your networking skills, I recommend you check out a great book called Guerrilla Networking by Monroe Mann. He's the attorney that I had on one or two episodes ago, and J. Conrad Levinson, and yours truly. I was a contributing author on the book. I wrote one or two chapters. But the main thing you want to do, kind of a summary, is you want to always be engaging with people, not necessarily always film other film producers and film people, although that's great as well. But when you're out and about and you meet people or you connect with people on social media, you should always be just cheering them on, asking what you can do to help them if they have any personal issues going on, or help them promote their business or their business interest. People will always remember that, and they'll see your character, and that circles back, because ultimately, people are willing to invest, and actually, quite frankly, risk their hard-earned money if they believe in your project, they believe in your character, and there's that rapport. They trust you. And I also believe that when you're very, very sincere and genuine, when you meet, network, and cheer other people on, that you always get back over time more than you give. So let's talk about the initial trigger. That's the one thing, the one little thing. You don't always know what it is, but the one thing that sways a potential investor to take the plunge and invest in their first movie. It is first and foremost the personal connection. And even if you're just out of film school and you've only done one or two micro budget features, so you haven't really broken through, you really have no track record yet, that's okay. Because people are often willing to put a small amount of money, to take a risk, if there's a personal connection to you, if they believe in you. So you don't have the track record yet. You're just out of film school, let's say. This is your first movie. But if they believe in you, and that's more important than the other part of the component, which is the project itself. That's the business plan, the budget, the veteran team, hopefully you've assembled. That's all very important, but it usually starts with the personal connection to either you or someone else on your team, your producing partner, or your director. Now, moving on to larger budgets, let's say you're jumping up to a $500,000 or $1 million budget, it's the same thing. For anyone to seriously consider looking at your business plan and considering a larger investment, once again, it all starts with that personal connection. And that sometimes starts with just getting to that person. Now, whether or not they have a gatekeeper, like a secretary or an assistant, just getting somebody to pick up the phone, you need some sort of connection or some sort of rapport or some familiarity where they at least know who you are, so that person will pick up the phone or they'll recognize your name and answer the call. Then later on, if someone's considering, let's say, a pretty sizable investment, an individual here is going to put in, one single person is going to put in $250,000 or a $500,000 investment or even a $100,000 investment, it's definitely going to circle back to trust and history with those larger investments. Seriously, if you were to approach a complete stranger today and you had no connections, no relationship, no long-term history with that person, and you're looking for somebody to invest $100,000 into a risky independent film, how serious do you think that person is really going to look? Even if you're lucky enough to get that person on a Zoom call or get that person on the phone, honestly, how serious do you think that person is going to really study and look at your film investment opportunity? Probably not so much. Now, there are exceptions towards, and I talk about this a lot, at the beginning, your first 50 to 60% where you're going, let's say you're starting at zero and you're doing a $500,000 raise. That's your budget. Okay. Now, the first $250,000, $300,000, 99% of all those people are going to be people you know. Okay. Now, when you get up over 50 or 60%, really after 80%, there are some exceptions where you will get some strangers. Maybe you're at the point where you're sharing your business plan with a wider and wider network of people who don't really know you that well, but you've got a connection through another connection. And they're going to see all these other people are already on board and they put up their money. That's the exception where you can bring on the strangers towards the end. Also, there's another exception. If you have a very specific mission, a purpose, or a cause, and there's often no better cause than animals, especially if there's a special connection with a dog or horses or spotted owls that are going extinct, or baby harp seals. I mean, who doesn't love a cute little baby harp seal? Whatever your, let's just say you're doing a documentary on some, save the manatees, and you're shooting, all over the southern United States where manatees are also endangered. They're having all sorts of problems. See, believe it or not, sometimes people care more about animals than they do other people. Either way, I want to reinforce that the personal and emotional connection is one of the main reasons why people invest in movies.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.